one of the world's most influential websites has gone silent. Last week, the entire editorial staff at Deadspin resigned rather than follow a stick-to-sports mandate from ownership. Over its 14 years of existence, Deadspin never stuck to sports, which is one of the things that made it so popular. Will Leach was the founding editor of Deadspin when it launched in 2005. He's a native of Mattoon and a University of Illinois graduate. I spoke with Leach about Deadspin's downfall and what he was trying to build when he started the site 14 years ago.
The idea was always to have a site that looked at the world of sports from a critical, I would be one way to put it. I would say more kind of an affable skepticism would probably be the best way I would describe my kind of approach with it. And at the end is, I think sports, because there's so much money in sports and so much power kind of wrapped up in a small number of people in sports. A lot of the coverage of sports is self-serious and kind of protecting of power. And, you know, I was raised on alternative weeklies and the idea of pushing the envelope a little bit. So Deadspin was that, while also hopefully fun. And so it blew up. It got really big. I left in 2008 to work for New York Magazine, but was still very close with the staff. And I'm very proud to say that the people that took over it after me made it bigger and more powerful than I ever did, which was great for me because I didn't have to do any of the work. But being founder of Deadspin became a cooler and cooler title to be able to have. So I'm very by the time that before the current ghouls got a hold of it, it was one of the more popular sites on the web and certainly one of the largest sports sites on the web that had actually expanded into all sorts of coverage, from political to entertainment to financial to fun stories, fun personal essays, and ranking of breakfast cereals. It'd become a pretty fun community that I was pretty proud to consider myself a part of.
And so, you know, from those heights that it reached, what's been happening here lately? What happened here over the last, you know, several weeks, several months that really have essentially killed the website?
Yeah, well, one of the things to keep in mind about Deadspin is its history. You know, it was owned by Gawker Media. That's when I ran the site. And Gawker, because they didn't really know a lot about sports, generally left Deadspin alone. There's a famous joke about Nick Denton, the editor of it, asked me, he said, "Well, is the March Madness still going on?" And I said, "Well, it's June, Nick, so no, it's not." And so that kind of autonomy allowed the site to kind of grow its own community and do its own thing and be its kind of own kind of place. And so, unfortunately, if you may remember the Hulk Hogan Peter Thiel lawsuit that happened with Gawker, that shut down the site. Gawker had to sell Deadspin. They sold them to Univision. Univision was actually very popular. The site was very profitable, but Univision itself was losing money. So they had to sell it to a company called Great Hill Partners. Now, it's kind of a trend that's going on in the world of journalism right now, where a lot of private equity companies, kind of your smaller scale Bain Capital sort of places, have decided to, they've gotten into the media game by recognizing that they don't actually have to have any care or in the value of journalism or even the value of news or truth. They just want to squeeze out all the value out of a brand name while they have the opportunity. And they saw a good opportunity with that in Deadspin. And I think the current staff of Deadspin was very close-knit and very, very invested in what Deadspin was. And so there was an immediate clash between private equity people and the staffers, particularly because a lot of the people from Great Hill Partners did not actually seem to understand the appeal of the site at all, which led to their now somewhat infamous edict of stick to sports, which they wanted Deadspin to only write about things that affected sports exclusively. And I would argue that particularly in this current polarized time, that is impossible. There is by walking into a sporting event, you are in one way or another part making a political statement, or having some sort of political act, whether you, the roads you drove on to the stadium, the national anthem that you do beforehand, the taxes that built the stadium. The idea that you can cover sports without covering the politics that surround it, not only is, I would argue, pretty ludicrous, but the people that argue that generally are the people that are in power and therefore don't want to actually have that power questioned. And I think when they put that edict out on the staff, considering so many of their stories, some of the most popular stories were, in fact, political stories or political in nature, I think that was a line in the sand that they knew that the staff was never going to be able to go along with.
Sure. And so essentially every writer and editor has resigned at this point. Is that right?
That's correct. In the span of 3 days, about a month ago, About a month ago, Megan Greenwell, who was the editor-in-chief of the site, she left and wrote a piece, and she wrote a kind of a going-away piece talking about a lot of the difficulties that they've had with Grey Hill Partners and Geo Media, which is a company that controls the organization. Once she left, they actually still had an interim editor-in-chief. It was Barry Petrefsky, who actually has been Deadspin longer than anyone. He said he could not be a part of the Stick to Sports, so they fired him. And once they fired him, that happened on Thursday afternoon. Once that happened, you knew it was just a matter of time. And within 24 hours, the entire staff had resigned. They had, another example of kind of the private equity group not really understanding how this works. They didn't really have anyone to replace them, but they tried. So they tried to replicate Deadspin's voice, and it went poorly. As a professional, as someone who writes professionally and cares about the craft, I will confess it was difficult to watch. So now, you know, this site that famously, even from, you know, it started in 2005, we would never go longer than an hour without publishing something. Like, this is the very nature of what they were doing. The staff, even when the staff was just me, there was constantly stuff being published. It's been, hasn't been updated in 3 days. And I will confess, I have 14 years of typing deadspin.com into my browser. My fingers have not learned the lesson that it's not being updated yet, because it's really a sad thing. They only bought the place in April, and in 6 months, one of the most beloved websites online, it was gone.
Well, you know, you talked about this in that article you wrote for New York Magazine, but what do you think the most likely scenario is for the future of Deadspin? Where do they go from here?
Yeah, you know, they've got a few options. Ironically, I think their most feasible option would be to actually steer the other way into the skid of the stick to sports idea, and almost become like the Breitbart of sports. There's not one of those yet. Personally speaking, there are two options I would love. One, I'd love for them to just stop. It is hard for me to, someone that wrote for the site for so long and have seen so many of the great writers on that site and the great journalists and the great stories they run, to type that in my browser and see the dreck that they put up there before they stop publishing altogether. I'd like to not see any more of that dreck. So that would be one option. But if I want to try to be optimistic about this, you know, one of the things that was exciting about Deadspin when I first got to be a part of it, and I think one of the reasons that it resonated with people, is it was so different. It was a different site. People had not really seen anything like it. If they wanted to get risky with it and actually try to have some ambition and vision for it, which I will confess is not something I necessarily see in the arrow that this particular company has in its quiver, but if they wanted to try something, I'd love to see some ambitious young kid go out and try to reinvent sports journalism the way kind of Deadspin did 14 years ago. That's the only way it could survive. But right now, it's going to take a long time for anyone. Like all these terrible posts that have been going up on the site have been unbylined, specifically because whoever would write them knew how toxic having their name attached to Deadspin is right now. I think it's going to be like that for a while.
That's Will Leach, the founding editor of the website Deadspin. The entire editorial staff of the influential site resigned last week.